The Apple Effect, podcasts of the Apple story, brought to you by iMug and Museum Victoria.
In this podcast from the Publishing Showcase, lawyer, lecturer, and designer, Noel Jackling discusses how he introduced to a large university campus the use of publishing tools such as MacWrite, MacPaint, MacDraw, and PageMaker.
In 1985, I was working at RMIT in its education unit in relation to distance education. At that point of time, there was a typing pool where typists typed up distance education materials, and there was a compositor which put in headings. During 1985, my boss came along one morning and plonked a Mac 512K on my desk, and he said, "Here, use it." And I said, "Well, I can't see what the use of that is. At least that's what he now tells me," I said, although I suspect I'm fairly much in denial mode. But in any event, I did start using it, and within about 4 or 5 years, I was in charge of education of academics in terms of their use of computers productively. But the key story really is one that dates to 1986, because at that point of time, our education unit acquired a laser printer. My recollection is that it cost $15,000. And I had a MacPath by that stage, and it had an external floppy drive. We had just acquired PageMaker 1.0. I had done a 2-day training course under Associate Professor Barry McIntyre, which taught me how to use that program. Then there was an education unit newsletter that had to be produced. And so I offered to produce it using this new technology. At that stage, the software available was MacWrite, which I regarded as an excellent basic word processor, MacPaint, which at that stage was quite primitive, and also MacDraw, which was, I thought, a good program for drawing. So all the material was collected, and I prepared the newsletter by using PageMaker 1, which was a system for combining both text and graphics, and in this case, the draw file. It was a primitive document, probably I could call it a hybrid document, because things like photographs could not be put in, and much of the artwork was still hand-drawn. It was to be several years before that transition was to take place. But by November 1986, the newsletter had been produced, which I believe was the first newsletter produced at RMIT using desktop publishing technology. It was wonderful stuff because the fonts that we used were scalable. They could be tweaked to fit in lines. The line widths could be adjusted, and kerning could be applied, so that we actually did have some of the basic tools that enabled us to produce high-quality stuff, even although many of us, probably including me, did not know how to produce it at the kind of level that printers did. I do recall, with some embarrassment, as I left off a page number. My boss did say one thing to me at the time. He said, "Look, this is a new system for combining text and graphics. One day in the future, there will be a different kind of program where there will be a combination of just being able to put text and graphics into the one document." I think that statement was somewhat apocryphal, because Pages, recently released, now does just that.